Bob White keeps his home a secret. There is one who whistles, and it is such a clear and cheery whistle that it gladdens the hearts of all who hear it. A handsome little fellow is this whistler. He is dressed in brown, white, and black, and his name is Bob White. Sometimes he is called a quail, and sometimes a partridge. But if you should ask him, he would tell you promptly and clearly that he is Bob White, and he answers to no other name. All the other little people know and love him well. Farmer Brown's boy loves him, not only for his cheerful whistle, but because he has found out that Bob White is a worker as well as a whistler, one of the best workers and greatest helpers on the farm. All the long day he works, and with him works Mrs. Bob and all the little Bobs, scratching up weed seeds here and picking off bugs there. You would think Bob White never had a thing in the world to worry about. But he does have plenty to worry about, and that is to keep his neighbors away from his nest. Now, Bob White wouldn't tell Peter Rabbit where his nest was hidden. "I should think you would tell me where your home is," said Peter. "There ought not to be secrets between friends. I don't think much of a friendship that cannot be trusted."
"How would you feel, Peter, if harm came to me and my family through you?" asked Bob White.
"Dreadfully," declared Peter. "But do you suppose I would let any harm come to you?"
"No," replied Bob White soberly. "I don't think you would let any harm come to us if you knew it. But you've lived long enough, Peter, to know that there are eyes and ears and noses watching, listening, smelling everywhere, all the time. Now, supposing that when you were sure that nobody saw you, somebody did see you visit my house. Or supposing Reddy Fox just happened to run across your tracks and followed them to my house. It wouldn't be your fault if something dreadful happened to us, yet you would be the cause of it. You remember what I told you the other day? That there are some things it is better not to know."
Peter looked very thoughtful and pulled his whiskers while he turned this over in his mind.
"That is a new idea to me," said he at last. "I never had thought of it before."
Bob White didn't feel that there was anything unfair in trying to fool his neighbors. He was doing it for love of shy little Mrs. Bob and their home, and for the kind of war that is always going on in the Green Forest and the Green Meadows. Of course, the little people who live there don't call it war, but you know how it is. The big people all the time trying to catch those smaller than themselves, and the little people all the time trying to get the best of the big people. So Bob White felt that it was perfectly fair and right that he should fool those of his neighbors who were hunting for his home, and so it was. He would sit on a fence post, whistling as only he can whistle, and telling all the world that he, Bob White, was there. Presently, he would see Reddy Fox trotting down the crooked little path and pretending that he was just out for a stroll and not at all interested in Bob or his affairs. Then Bob would pretend to look all around as if to see that no danger was near. After that, he would fly over to a certain place which looked to be just the kind of a place for a nest, and there he would hide in the grass. Just as soon as he disappeared, Reddy Fox would grin in that sly way of his and say to himself, "So that's where your nest is. I think I'll have a look over there." Then he would steal over to where he had seen Bob disappear and poke his sharp nose into every bunch of grass and peek under every little bush. Bob would wait until he heard those soft footsteps very near him. Then he would fly up with a great noise of his swift little wings, as if he were terribly frightened, And from a distant fence post, he would call in the most anxious-sounding voice. Reddy would be sure then that he was near the nest and would hunt and hunt. All the time, little Mrs. Bob would be sitting comfortably on those precious eggs in the nest in the weed patch close beside the crooked little path, chuckling to herself as she listened to Bob's voice. You see, she knew just what he was doing. It was the same way with Jimmy Skunk and Granny Fox and even Peter Rabbit. All of them hunted and hunted for that nest and watched Bob White and were sure that they knew just where to look. Jimmy Skunk wanted some of those eggs. Reddy and Granny Fox wanted to catch Mrs. Bob or be ready to gobble up the babies when they should hatch out of those beautiful white eggs. As for Peter Rabbit, he wanted to know where that nest was, just out of curiosity. So Bob White thought it best to fool Peter just as he did the others, and I think it was, don't you?